This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort while getting ready for his impeachment trial starting Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that he was unaware the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine allegedly was subjected to surveillance and threats in Ukraine, but he said he was obligated to investigate the accusation. He asserted eventually would be proven to be untrue. Democratic lawmakers disclosed the information that was provided by an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, indicating former ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under surveillance. The information also suggests that Yovanovitch may have been threatened shortly before Mr. Trump removed her in May. Pompeo said the State Department would investigate.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations are central to the Senate impeachment trial against Mr. Trump, who has been charged with abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden and his son. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, Khamenei said Iran would not succumb to pressure from the American clowns, as he put it, who imposed damaging sanctions on Iran.
Khamenei described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as a day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature. And Khamenei warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
Virginia's highest court has upheld a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally in the state's capital. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of 6 men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. An official told the Associated Press at least 3 of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Gracia.
Transportation safety authorities are looking into a potentially deadly problem with all 3 models of Tesla's electronic vehicles. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The complaint is the cars can suddenly accelerate on their own. A NHTSA document shows 127 owner complaints to the government, including 110 crashes and 52 injuries. The allegations cover about 500,000 2013 through 2019 Teslas, Model 3, Model S, and Model X. NHTSA is already investigating 3 crashes last month involving Teslas. 3 people were killed. The new complaints about unintended acceleration haven't been verified, but some allege the car's electronics malfunctioned. I'm Ed Donahue.
3 U.S. airports will screen passengers arriving from central China for a new virus that has sickened dozens, killed 2, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. Centers for Disease Control said on Friday, the officials say they will begin taking temperatures and asking about symptoms of passengers at 3 U.S. airports who traveled from the outbreak city of Wuhan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.